A trove of emails leaked to the Australian Financial Review newspaper has prompted accusations that Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation has encouraged hacking and piracy against its Australian pay TV competitors. The hacking was allegedly run by a secret unit within News Limited using former policemen and spies. A similar story exploded in Britain earlier this week when the BBC said a unit owned by News Corp had encouraged hacking to put a rival pay TV outfit out of business. Rupert Murdoch's British operations have been under siege already for more than a year over phone hacking. Here, the Communications Minister Stephen Conroy says the allegations are serious and should be investigated by the Federal Police. The journalist who broke the story is Neil Chenoweth, who spoke to Matt Peacock.
One of the biggest issues in our current world is how to keep secrets. We have bank cards and credit cards that all have a little microchip in them. Pay TV works the same way. There's a smart card that you put into your Foxtel box, which makes sure you're the person who has actually paid for that service. Now, pretty early on, pirates worked out that you could hack these smart cards that pay TV companies had.
And it became quite a big business, didn't it?
It's a huge business. I mean, if you have a million pirates on your system, as in fact one of News Corp's clients did in the United States, that's going to be costing you $500 million per year. It can really destroy a pay TV platform. So News Corp starts off with this major problem that its own security has been hacked. In 1996, they set up an operational security unit. It's run by the former deputy head of the Israeli Domestic Secret Service, Shin Bet, and it employs a whole bunch of former intelligence officers and policemen. And initially, the object is just to crack down on piracy, and it's an entirely good and reasonable step to take.
But what you say then became was a unit that sabotaged business rivals, fabricated legal actions, and obtained telephone records illegally, amongst other things.
Sure. Larson on Farsight has a cartoon where you've got two bears in a sniper rifle scope, and one bear is pointing, the one with the crosshairs on his chest is pointing to the other guy and saying, shoot him. One of the defences that News and NDS, their Israeli arm, found they had was, if pirates could attack their competitors rather than themselves. And they developed a strategy that had two stages. The first was they set up a reverse engineering black hat team in a laboratory in Haifa. And that reverse engineered the smart cards of all of the major rival companies that they had. And it's quite normal for companies to do that. However, what happened soon afterwards is that copies of this software appeared on pirate websites around the world. And it's this that caused incalculable damages to these companies, because once the code for your microchip, for your smart card, has been exposed, it's open season for you.
Well, News Corporation denies that it's actually done anything illegal, that it hasn't spread these pirate codes around for its competitors to destroy them. You're saying they have, and you've been leaked a treasure trove of emails to prove it. Is that correct?
Yes. They've been sued by almost every major satellite pay TV company in the world, from EchoStar and DirecTV in the United States to Canal Plus throughout Europe, Sogi Cable in Spain. And they've emerged unscathed from this. And I'll say we have been completely vindicated. The courts have upheld where we are. What we found in this trove of emails from one of their senior people, a former commander in Scotland Yard, has been that it paints a completely different story. It shows them liaising with hackers, promoting piracy, arranging for pirates to get the material that they need to complete their hacks. And you see this picture in Australia, where they're anxious that their technology take over from their competitor. And you see them manipulating hackers here, encouraging them, protecting them from being discovered, providing them with the material, the cards, the software that they need to target Austar.
So what are the implications, not just internationally, but here in Australia? I mean, News Limited, the Murdoch Empire, has gained a monopoly of pay TV across the world in many countries, including here.
It's a particularly sensitive time here in Australia because obviously the ACCC and the federal government has to rule on the proposed takeover of Austar by Foxtel, something which will cement News as the dominant player, unchallenged in controlling the pay television within Australia, on top of the media monopoly that they have in print. Now, what happened in 12 years' time, should that apply now? I don't know. But in Britain, the regulator Ofcom is just having an examination whether News is a fit and proper person to have a broadcast licence to control B Sky B. Those are the issues that the government here needs to consider, at least.
Neil Chenoweth, journalist with the Australian Financial Review newspaper, talking to Matt Peacock. And late this afternoon, News Limited described the accusations as baseless, saying Neil Chenoweth's story was full of factual inaccuracies, flawed references and fanciful conclusions, which it says have been disproved in overseas courts.